Mrs. Earnshaw, aged 87, retired textile worker of Home Firth, Yorkshire. Recorded by B.R. Dyson, September 1952. Seventh side.
How did you play it?
Well, there was a ring on us, happened 20 happened. All joining hands. And Mrs. Goldrake propped up, you know, same as that Buffett is. And they used to pull and pull and try to pull one another off to knock it over. And then when you knocked it over, you had to go yet. Mm. They used to go on like that one. They'd all done what last door left, you see.
Mm. Be a bit of rough stuff in that
one. Oh, a rough stuff. And a candle, they used to have it on Cornish candle. You know who dears? Of course we shouldn't be so darn dumb. No, we know we should have a particular. We should have been mucked up, I'll bet if we had that. Because we know the feckling and out. Just seems it were empty. But there used to be a lot that way, see, a lot empty. Yes.
Do you think a lot of people had gone out of the valley, left it?
Well, there's a dozen going to town, oh. I had a nephew here. Let's see, in America.
Oh.
And I think he'd have come by plane. I hadn't seen him for 48 years. He was 66. Mm-hmm. And he'd come to Germany, from America. I think there were him and another. Till he in him to Lake Soccer in Germany.
Oh.
Fight ball.
And they come in all that way to do that?
Yes. And then you see, his mother, relations, I was his mother's sister, and then he's a lot of cousins. Well, he asked for a further leave, as he could go see his mother, relations, do you see? But he just came and saw us, and went through one house to another. He hadn't time to stop.
No, because there'd be a lot, wouldn't there?
Oh, there were a lot, there were some at others filled and some at Berry Brian and there were us, you know, me and them at town.
Because everybody at home seems to be related to everybody else, don't they?
Well, they all know me own.
I know Mr. Haig Howard, you know, Mr. James Howard, I've been going up there to.
Well, there's a public fleece inn. Well, landlady at fleece inn, I'm her aunt.
Oh.
Our mother and me were sisters.
Oh.
They do a lot of catering and
yes,
that.
Yes, yes. They've made it very nice now, haven't they?
Oh, yes, they've had it altered. Yeah. Yeah, it's altered. It's a lot better than it used to be. So this young man had to go back, you see. He put up at Meltham for a start off. And then he's come round and then he went to Berry Brail at Sunday, you know, and to Othersfield. He'd be tired when he went back.
He would.
But he no belong, he coming over to America in a plane, would he?
Very quick.
Doesn't take him so long, isn't he, Captain?
Isn't it?
Then to Germany, to go to Germany to learn him to lay soccer. Well, I thought they knew he had to lay. I said, in occasion to come to England to learn who get to lay here, because they know only him. I thought. They come nearly in to get some work, don't they? They don't so much, because they're all this ball in there, so they want more work doing, aren't they?
Yeah.
Well, they should let them work at Saturday if they want more work doing, don't they?